Semiconductor manufacturer GlobalFoundries announced it is working toward the next technological breakthrough of 7-nanometer technology. Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Chip Fab's Malta, New York campus, Dr. Tom Caulfield, explained what that meant to reporters Thursday. Currently, the advanced graphics card in your high-end PC, or the technology that helps power cloud-based servers, are running on chips built on semiconductors. What's leading the industry these days is 14-nanometer technology. GlobalFoundries, which notably produces chips for company AMD, is one of four companies in the world that uses 14-nanometer. Caulfield believes one day, every item in your home, from your smartphone to your fridge to the scale in your bathroom, will be connected.
The average person sees it in the fact that their mobile device or the appliances they're going to put on the thermostats, the scales, are going to be seamlessly connected through an infrastructure enabled by that high-performance side of that curve.
It's the 7-nanometer tech that will power the infrastructure to move that data from those devices back and forth from the cloud as demand grows. That's just one example. That doesn't mean that the current 14-nanometer tech that is leading the industry today is outdated. Caulfield explained that the two technologies will be produced side by side in the future.
Because 14-nanometer will have a long life, and 7 will have a long life as well. These technologies do complement one another.
GlobalFoundries says it plans to make a multi-billion dollar investment in its Malta Fab 8 facility to enable development for 7-nanometer tech, and expects clients to begin sending their designs for production in the second half of 2017. But to help illustrate what's possible and available on the market today in 14-nanometer tech, Caulfield showed off a virtual reality program powered by a high-tech graphics card. Just outside the conference room, I was strapped into an HTC Vive virtual reality headset by Ashvin Ramaswamy, Caulfield's chief of staff.
Look to your right.
Really? Oh boy, there's a big whale.
Turn around.
It's right there.
Wearing goggles and earphones, I was transported to an underwater shipwreck with a large whale, to a platform where I shot down virtual attacking robots, to a magician's house where I interacted with a pet dragon. While virtual reality technology can be used for gaming, like what I saw, Ramaswamy explained that in the future, it will be used in new ways, like taking a virtual tour of a home up for sale.
So this is just the beginning of VR, right?
Uh-huh.
And the scope is endless, really.
Last week, GlobalFoundries announced that it would advance another type of technology used in mobile phones and other low-power electronic gadgets from 22-nanometer to 12-nanometer. That work will begin at its facility in Germany. In Saratoga County, GlobalFoundries is celebrating its 10th anniversary of the Fab 8 project. Caulfield mentioned the growth and impact of the company over the years.
Our commitment as a company was to put $3.2 billion of investment in the ground here, hire 1,200 people, create 6,000 indirect jobs, these are these construction jobs or infrastructure jobs around, and have an annual payroll of $72 million. Today, as we stand here today, $12 billion in the ground, 3,000 headcount. We've 15,000 indirect job halo, and an annual salary of $338 million.
For photos, visit WAMC.org. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.